is why I want to encourage you to begin to think of having an impact upon your world like you've never had before. Because I can tell you, our God always wins. There can be absolutely no doubt in anyone's mind that we are going through a global upheaval. Globally and nationally, we are experiencing something that we have never seen in our lifetime. I won't say in history, but I cannot be that certain, so I want to be careful. And that is why I'm doing this three-part series, which I'm calling Our God Always Wins. Our God always what?
Wins.
You see, unless you've checked out of this world altogether, you will identify with all the things that I'll be talking about today in the next two messages. Things that are bombarding us every day. Every night, not just in the news, things that can easily confuse us, things that can easily frustrate us, things that can discourage us even. But instead of being discouraged, confused, or give up, I want to encourage you. I want to uplift you by the hand of God to begin to think of having an impact upon your world like you've never had before. And I'm thinking about the anti-God forces that are being unleashed with vengeance, not just in our country, all over the Western world. Instead of us fearing and cowering to these forces, I pray to God that He will renew our commitment to making Christ known wherever we go. Amen. Amen. Give God all the glory, not me. Himurat, please. As we go along this short series, you're going to discover that these forces are impacting and deceiving even some churches. Even some churches. Just like the false gods in the Old Testament. Just as these false gods have done to the people of God, have done to Israel, they are doing now. And so I want you to fasten your seatbelt as we get going here. The World Economic Forum, they make it very clear about these dictates. They want to dictate who would live and who would not live, what we should eat and what we should not eat. What we can or cannot do, what job we must work, and what jobs we must not do. For example, the head of the World Economic Forum, a German gentleman by the name of Klaus Schwab, he said the following, and let me quote, "Globalization is not the problem. The lack of global government is the problem." In other words, the need is for one world government. And they're the ones who are going to govern. Because to him, globalization is not enough. Globalization was the first step. Globalization is so yesterday. Today, they need to get on with it and have that one world government. Listen to me. This maniacal push for one world government did not start with the World Economic Forum. That's why a lot of people think, well, this is new. No, it's not. Beloved, this burning, hunkering for one world government has been aflame for over 75 years. Each successive generation, that's what brings us to where we are. Each successive generation took it forward a little bit and a little bit at every generation. But this generation is the generation that believes that they're the ones who must bring about that one world government. But as recent as 2009, Lord Christopher Monckton, told the United Nations Climate Change Summit in Copenhagen, and I quote, "A world government is going to be created." Now, Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates, in an interview with a German newspaper, expressed deep sorrow and disappointment that Copenhagen conference failed in its goal to set up the world government right then. In 2011, the Vatican cardinals issued a document called for, "a worldwide authority," with capital A, "that imposed control over global economy." No doubt in each of these people's mind, in their group, these groups that are working together, that they will be the ones in control, that they're the ones who are going to be the elite thinkers, and therefore they were the ones who govern the world. Scripture said, "The God of this world has blinded the eyes of the non-believers, and he has blinded their eyes." What they present as a utopia, or even may believe it's a utopia, is going to be nothing but hell on earth. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to explain this. The Bible tells us very clearly that all of these efforts, all of these push, all of this powerful people are just preparation for the coming of the one world ruler known as the Antichrist. Paul in Thessalonians call him the man of lawlessness. Revelation calls him the beast. Daniel does the same thing. The Antichrist will turn their utopian dream into a nightmare like hell on earth. But praise God, the Bible also tells us that at that point, Christ will return and he'll smite the Antichrist. Revelation chapter 13, God's word tells us that this Antichrist or the beast or the man of lawlessness, he will exercise authority for 42 months before Christ destroys him. Remember, our God is what? Our God always what?
Wins.
Our God always what?
Wins.
Revelation 13, 5 and 7 tells us that the oppressive reign of the Antichrist, knowing or unknowing, will be aided by those who already began hunkering for one world government, those who already began preparing the place for him. And that's exactly what the Antichrist will do. He's going to control the economy, so much so that no one will be able to buy or sell without his permission, without his licensing. He will also control the very lives of the people. Think about it. The book of Revelation chapter 17, John describes all of this blasphemous world religious system as Babylon the Great. But in order to understand what's happening today, you have to go back all the way back to the root of this trouble that caused Israel again and again and again, and this trouble that will give rise to the Antichrist. Back where false religious systems started. And that is why we need to be vigilant, more vigilant than ever. We need to be more alert than ever. Never accept teaching as the truth without measuring it with the Word of God. Examine the Scripture. Measure everything by the Word of God. Judge everything by the Word of God. For it was long before John the Revelator and the book of Revelation telling us about the end times and the Antichrist. It's telling us about Babylon the Great. Long time before that. The root of false religion and false religious system that seem to be invading our culture with vengeance, they go way, way back in history. They go back all the way to Genesis chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. You can turn to it if you want to. All the way to Genesis 10, 8 and 9, where there was a man by the name of Nimrod. Nimrod was a four-generation removed from Noah and the flood. In fact, his grandfather, Nimrod's grandfather, was Ham, who was the wicked and evil son of Noah. After the flood, God told Noah and his families, all of them, to go and multiply and spread throughout the face of the earth. That was a command from God. Some of Noah's descendants, including Nimrod, they thought that they have a better idea than God. Always be careful when somebody has a better idea than the scripture. They thought they had a better idea than God. They have a better plan than God's plan. Be extremely careful when you start improvising on God's plan of salvation. Be very careful when you start tinkering with God's plan of salvation. Be very careful when you listen to, especially those who try to modify or extend or compromise God's plan of salvation. The Bible said that when they came to the plain of the land of Shinar, they said to one another, listen carefully, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in heaven. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the earth. But because our God always wins, He scattered them anyway in different languages. He confused their tongues. They wanted a one world government. They wanted a one world religion. They wanted one world order. And they wanted to be in control of that world, which is total disobedience to the clear and the divine command of God. Question. What were they doing? What were they doing? They're building their own religious system. They were publishing their own Bible. They were teaching their own philosophies. They were exalting themselves above God and dethroning Him. And that is the first of self-styled secular humanism. Oh, listen. They felt deep spiritual need. Don't ever miss this. Don't ever miss this. I've spent years in my graduate studies in anthropology, and they tell you, even the non-believers would tell you, that every human being, whether it be the animists or the worship of other gods or the atheists or agnostics, everyone has deep spiritual needs. It's how you fill that need. The world is desperate. The world has a spirit. They had spiritual needs, but they chose to fill it with their own ideas, their own perception of what God is, their own plan of how to approach God, their own do-it-yourself religion. Sounds familiar? Sounds familiar? The mythology tells us that before Nimrod married his wife, Semiramis, she miraculously conceived a son, that a beam from the sun made her conceive a son, and she named him Tammuz. This mythology said that Tammuz died, and his mother wept over him for 40 days, and then he rose to life again. See, Satan is a counterfeiter. He's a counterfeiter. From that time on, the mother and son were worshipped by all the pagan world, as they were known in different names or different cultures at different times. I'm going to show you. But these two, exactly the same goddess and god, Semiramis become known as the Queen of Heaven. I'll talk more about her, the goddess of sexual confusion, in the next message. After the destruction of the Tower of Babel, Nimrod and his descendant got scattered throughout the world. And they, as they traveled, as they moved all over the world, they took the worship of this mythological mother and son with them everywhere they went. In Assyria, they were known as Ashtar and Ashtaroth. In Egypt, they were known as Isis and Osiris. Later in Greece, they were known as Aphrodite and Eris. In Rome, they were known as Venus, the goddess of love, and her son Cupid, and the list goes on. But listen to me. The worship of these evil so-called gods ended in Rome. Ended in Rome. Do you know why? Do you know why? Because of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ in Rome. Now, I'm telling you all this for two main reasons. First, remember that Satan is a counterfeiter. Scripture is very clear about that. And he will always produce a false religion that looks like the real thing. Looks so like the real thing. And the second thing, most importantly, for this purpose, today, these cults and false gods that have disappeared from Western civilization for a long time, and now reappearing in America and in the West with viciousness and with force like we have never seen before. Whenever the one true God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, is rejected, these gods will raise their ugly heads. Whenever the one true God is rejected in any culture, in any society, and certainly I'm talking about the Western world that I know fairly well, these satanic gods will raise their ugly head. But remember the title of this series, Our God Always What?
Wins.
Baal, who is the chief god in the Canaanite pantheon. And the name actually, Baal, means owner or Lord or master, and in Hebrew, always im is a plural, and Balaim is the plural. Sometimes you see that in the Bible, said the Baals with S in the plural. This is Satan's chief storefront character. He is supposed to be the god of fertility, the god of prosperity, the god who's going to give you health, wealth, and everything else that you long for. Book of Judges chapter 2, 11 and 12 says, then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. Now, beloved, listen to me. Today in America and in the West, Baal worship is back in force. A culture that was once committed to a Judeo-Christian teaching now is so preoccupied more with Baal and what he could give them than the God who provided all things. What is Baal's task? Well, to make people forget about the Lord who blessed them. Instead, they're focused on the prosperity itself. They began to worship the prosperity. How to get it? Focus on prosperity as an end in itself. What are some of the consequences of Baal worship? Listen to me very carefully. The answer is what Baal did in Israel. He caused the nation to war against itself. He caused the nation to war against its foundation. Can you see Baal's fingerprints all over this movement? That is the dividing families, the dividing churches, and dividing nations. Can you see Baal's fingerprints in turning this generation against the foundational principle of the nation. Can you see his fingerprints in turning us against the biblical foundation which founded Western civilization? 60% of Christians in America believe that there is other ways to God other than Jesus. Can you see his fingerprints? Can you see how he's altering the perception, even of those who are in churches? Baal now is in control of thinking of those who claim to believe in God. This is Baal worship in its purest form. Baal, beloved, is a god of confusion. That is why he's running rampant now. He's just like his master Satan. Today, if your personal truth, think about this, if your personal truth contradicts reality, then it's reality that has to bend into conformity. Am I telling the truth?
Yes.
Hear me right. I'm getting close to the end. Baal led Israel into apostasy. Now the spirit of Baal is invading every institution in the Western world. Every institution. Politics, economics, the media, education, and even some churches. But I want you to remember, our God always what?
Receive insightful biblical teaching from Dr. Michael Youssef anytime with the Leading the Way audio and video podcasts, now on all your favorite podcast platforms. Whether at home, in the car, or on the go, you can listen to the daily radio broadcasts or dive into the weekly TV program, all at your fingertips. Passionately proclaiming uncompromising truth, Leading the Way audio and video podcasts are available now on all major podcast platforms. Subscribe today. Passionately proclaiming uncompromising truth, Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef thanks you for your faithful support through your continued prayers and gifts.